at what Trump is doing right now.
Let's go.
Donald Trump is hawking Bibles. He's selling Bibles now for $60. This grifter is gonna grift.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are like being threatened.
This just punches it up a little bit.
Those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. And I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we
it's my favorite
have to
book.
Bring back America and to make America great.
Do you remember the time when Trump, when the Trumpster was asked what his favorite verse is and he couldn't name one Bible verse?
I remember that.
From his favorite book? So, okay, we haven't even gotten to the part where he's grifting.
Again, is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not.
Religion is going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong.
He's saying it, and hey, Jesus is God has been trending this week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks to Ben Shapiro.
Not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God.
I don't intend to be flippant here for you, Alberto, in the studio or for the live audience of the Crusade Radio Network. I personally do not know anyone who would watch this video and be deceived by it and be like, yeah, you're right. We have to be pro God. This guy's going to say, I don't know anybody that actually falls for that. Do you?
Well, all of the... Now, pardon the expression but...
Don't say... Are you going to say the B word? Did you listen? You must have heard yesterday's show. I went on a whole thing about how boomerism is not a generational thing. It's a mindset. It's a way of life. It's a cultural thing. It's a lifestyle choice.
We always have to say the caveat, but... Come on.
Don't say the B word, please.
You know that boomers that have been married 5 times that say,
yes, I do.
Darn right, we gotta bring God back.
Yeah, okay, you're right. You're right. You and I interact with those types of people all the time, actually.
We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values.
What is a Judeo-Christian value? I don't know. Let's go to Nick Fuentes to find out.
I just want to return to, you know, the old world, the old way of doing things.
Women don't drive, don't vote type of thing? Or?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, right. Approximating like Saudi Arabia. I don't think they're too far off the mark. Probably the ideal is something more like Afghanistan, if I'm being totally honest. Like the brutality, I guess, is like a little slightly more brutal.
So you want women to have the same treatment as women have under Taliban rule in Afghanistan?
Something approximating that, yeah.
I have like a view like they shouldn't be seen, shouldn't be heard. Like,
and not educated.
And that also, no education for women, like Boko Haram, right, Nico?
W-Taliban.
Mashallah, Boko Haram.
I'm so sick of seeing these
women everywhere, they should be wearing burkas. We want to go back to 1099. We want to go back to the Middle Ages. Remember that in medieval times, I've said this on the show before, when women were witches, what happened to them? They were burned alive.
Okay, first of all, these are cuts out of like 15 different things. Okay, he's wearing different suits. He's in different environments. And this is someone who really spent a long time listening to Nick Fuentes talking about the role of women in society.
Real phenomenon. And we stopped doing that, and then everything went out of control. You know, we said, oh, that was such a horrible tragedy. We really need to stop burning these women alive for casting spells. And now we've got a totally fucked up society where the women are molesting your kids in primary schools, and women are accusing you of rape, or they're raping you in some cases, or they're killing you. We need to go back to burning women alive more. Instead of arguing with them or saying, hey, listen, darling, everything's okay, they would dunk them in the river, burn them alive. I said, this is the kind of thing that we need to see more of. Taking women like this, we go to the police officer, the soldier stationed in the village, and say, hey, we got to burn her alive. She's lying about men. And basically, we need to capture her and throw her in the lake.
Or set her- This is close to Millstonia, by the way.
He's getting terribly close. To,
I mean, capture her and throw her in the lake. I mean, the only thing he could say to punch that up a little bit would be to tie a millstone around her neck. If she's making false rape accusations, trying to ruin some guy's life, then I don't know. I mean, I don't know that that's quite Millstonia level treason, but you know, maybe you could throw her in the lake without the millstone. Maybe actually he's right, because you definitely want to save the millstone for the groomers.
Well, he does mention in a few seconds ago in this clip, not within the same cut, right, but in a previous cut, that, you know, we've let women out of control in the, even though I don't like using the term, but in the West, we have let women out of control. They run everything.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
They run everything.
And they, look at how they vote. Look at what they care about. Look at what they drink. They drink Cosmos.
They're on fire. I feel like that would be more appropriate. And everybody freaked out. And this was all over Twitter. And everybody said, oh, this is horrible. Is this guy for real? Yeah, I'm for real. Female teachers are having sex with middle school boys all the time. What do you mean when you say all women are pedophiles? Genuinely asking. Okay, love you. I mean exactly what I say. All women are pedophiles. Sorry, is that really an ambiguous statement? It means exactly what it says. All women are pedophiles. Love you, I'm converting to Catholicism. How often do you pray the rosary?
Okay, wow. The only reason I brought him in is just because, well, I brought him in for comedic relief. There's no way that he actually believes these things. I mean, this has to be satire.
Well, what a lot of people... And by the way, I'm not going to let you forget about the last minute of the amazing, glorious
of the Trump clip. I know. We will get there. The $60 Bible. It's the King James.
$59.99. But no, you know it. What you're saying is very true, Mike. It's that when you are hanging around men, when you are with men and you're smoking a cigar, you're having some. Drinks or all safe and completely illicit fun. This is the vibe that I get from this Nick Fuentes clips. You know, you say sometimes things that are very outrageous or very exaggerated.
Yeah.
But the healthy mindset is that we're doing right now. We're listening to them and we're laughing.
this is actually, maybe this is the definition of locker room talk right here. I mean, speaking of the Trump, just to bring him back in, this is the kind of thing that you actually do say. Hey, ladies, I don't want to burst your bubble or anything. This is the kind of stuff. I wish I had my beeper. I should have put the beeper into the soundboard. I still haven't done that. The King Dude sent it to me very graciously. This is the kind of stuff that we actually do say behind your back. We do. I mean, it happens. This is the kind of that happens in the locker rooms, okay? I don't know why Mozart is playing right now. Or was that Beethoven? We really do just need y'all to behave. I mean, I say that with full love and charity in my heart. I love women. I revere them. In fact, the greatest saint is a woman, Our Lady. We know the place of women. And guess what? Our Lady knows the place of women too. And guess what? Most of y'all out there don't get it. I actually took some counsel today, Alberto.
Oh, did you?
I had a fan call me and he said, you know, Mike, he said, I love the show and I'm going to end up paying the money that the King Dude wants me to pay so that I can keep listening to the show. And I was like, oh, great. That's good news. He said, but there's this one thing that you do where you just condemn entire groups of people. And I said, oh, I won't do that anymore. So if you're listening, Mr. Guy that just called me last night and told me that advice, you're probably disappointed right now when I say that women just need to shut the hell up.
Well, thankfully, I'm not on the hook for that. So
you're not. No. But not in a sexist way, though. Here's the thing. I really don't mind the conversation of well-formed women. I think that women play a vital role in educating their children, in raising their families. Behind every strong man is a strong woman. I think that's true. I know certainly I couldn't have done any of the things that I've been able to do in my life without an amazing wife who is my chief counselor, whose opinion I value more than anyone's. But when you're smoking a cigar with the guys, it's not uncommon to hear things like what Nick Fuentes just said. I'm not defending him. I don't think he should put those comments out on YouTube. But he does.